You were listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I am here with a volatilely sexy crew. Fuck, how did I get these people in my house tonight? I don't even know. Let's start with John Van Allen, musical maverick from Australia. How are you doing?
Hey, Velocity, how are you going? Pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm stoked to have you.
And a pleasure to be here with all these other wonderful people.
Yes, it's a colorful crew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Face Boy from Ass Radio.
It's so nice to be sitting here and being called a sexy person. The second I shat, down, I knew I'd be having a nice time just sitting here with these nice people.
Oh, dear. Well, then. Sequinette Janesfield, how art thou at the moment?
Thou art splendid tonight. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Just looking at you makes me feel wonderful.
Oh, likewise. Lovely to be here.
Stoked to have you. Yes, and you're sitting right next to Richard Pryor Jr.
Well, Velocity.
Ah. You're a repeat offender, too.
I'm excited to have you back. Happy to be here. It's been a long time.
I miss you.
I miss you too, bitch.
Thanks for bringing it tonight.
All right.
Yes.
It's fun.
And Michael, fucking for Micah Jones.
I'm not fucking right now. I hope to be later.
Michael for Micah Jones, folks.
I love this show, especially with all these assholes. Shit. Richard Pryor Jr., I can't stop reading his fucking feeds on Facebook. This bitch goes off. She's all quiet and meek.
A little bit.
All quiet and meek here.
I need to get on that.
Like, someone's pissing that bitch off.
Oh, I do love
it. I like it. I like it. I like when people keep it real, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Richard, I think you and I have been pretty angry with our
posts. I know.
I was like, shit, that pot ain't working anymore. This is when harder drugs come in.
Oh. Yes, because we're talking about a revolution, folks.
Oh, they've been infuriating me.
What the fuck is happening to our world, people?
The apocalypse.
Somebody chime in, please.
Hell in a handbasket.
Where do we go with this?
It's shrinking into a shithole.
No, it's like every, I said 5 hours, but then I was corrected. Like every 5 minutes, we find something new.
I did.
Something new that's a real news story that's like fucked up. And sometimes there are heroes, like Nancy Pelosi today, straight out calling Bannon a white supremacist. Just straight out saying that. And then calling for him to have his mental health checked. And then it turns out he's on this drug for his
Viagra?
Hair. No, for his hair.
So Rogaine.
I didn't know you need Viagra for a 2-inch dick.
It's something else.
More advanced, I'm sure.
And it has been shown to have side effects
of racism?
Mental health disorder.
Mental health disorder.
Oh my God.
Yes. I wonder why I hate everyone.
It leads to impotency in some people.
Oh my God.
It leads to all kinds of sexual dysfunction.
Well, that's why he's angry.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
that's why he's angry. You ain't getting
sex. He's got this beautiful wife, and he can't get it off.
Can't get off, even if you're alone.
She's probably happy.
Maybe if she pisses on him.
She probably got the drug for him. She's like, I'm sick of fucking this asshole. Here, take this hair growth drug, honey.
He would.
I'll go there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an erection I see, Richard?
No.
The minute you mentioned pee, what the hell is going on?
And for Mike, I've noticed that you are in protest, keeping your Facebook profile picture solid black.
Oh yeah. The minute Trump was, it was like what, 2 a.m. that we were finding out that he was becoming president. I was like, my Facebook picture went off.
Why.
And I was like, my face will not be seen on my profile picture as long as we're in this darkness. And I took it down, still down.
I thought you were doing blackface or something. Okay.
Oh, no, those days are over. Oh, okay. It's not even racy to do that anymore. Okay. I put my blackface on for the ball. No one even gets pissed. Ever since Trump, it's like the norm. It's like, oh, there goes another blackface. Hey, what's up? You know, and then I just put my hood on, you know, when I get on the bus.
And you deleted Uber, too?
Yeah, I deleted Uber. I hate them anyway. They're the most expensive out of all the car services.
But the big thing is
I'm supposed to be leaving Citibank too, because we're the pipeline stuff that's going on, we're supposed to change our banks.
Dakota.
That's a hard one.
But this
that's a hard one.
Because I've been at them for like 15
years. All the major banks.
I've been writing
involved.
Them letters and emails and hoping maybe they'll, you know, change their ways because.
But the head of Uber, another thing that happened just
today. What?
He has left his position with the government. He's no longer involved with Trump. He denounced Trump's ban on Muslims coming into our country. Now, did he do this because it was the right thing, or did he do this
because everyone was deleting?
Because everyone, because it was hurting his business. Who knows? I don't fucking care. What I care about is the fact that people came together and they said, we're not going to stand for this. And an actual change happened very quickly. A positive change happened very quickly because the people came together and said, we're fuck you, Uber, delete Uber. Yeah. And now his business was hurt. So whether he left because his business was hurt or whether he left because he realized it was the right thing to do, it doesn't matter. The fact
maybe he got pressured out by the board or something.
Yeah. The fact is that the people spoke, and they took action with their dollars, and a change was made. And I hope we see more of that.
Yeah, I hope we see a lot more of that.
And I also noticed recently something that didn't make sense about Trump saying we're going to have Mexico pay for this wall, and we're going to impose this tax. Something didn't make sense to me, and I was really glad to see someone put it together in a way that it would make sense. Like, let's say you, Michael, are someone from Mexico, and you sell me a bag of avocados for $5, and now there is a tax that I am paying. I pay an extra dollar, so I pay $6. So now you from Mexico still get the same $5. I'm paying $6. That extra dollar goes towards the wall, but I'm the one paying for it.
Yeah.
And Trump is trying to say that we're making Mexico pay for it. No, no. instead of the funds that have been, you know, diverted towards all kinds of different things, he's just saying Americans who buy shit from Mexico, you're who's paying for the wall. And it's so transparent and so obvious when you look at it that way, when you break it down that way. He's not making Mexico pay for the wall. He's making me pay for the wall.
Wall that you don't stand by.
That I don't want to be around. That I don't have anything to do with. That I would kick down in a moment if I could.
Okay, can we just, like, talk about the elephant in the room? It's not really, you know, Trump that we should be afraid of. It's these motherfucking assholes that vote
it's
for
the
him
people
and
that
support him.
They
the one good thing. Yeah, the one good thing that came out of this whole election is it's people got off their asses and started doing something and being political, being activists. You know, that hasn't happened in a long time.
The other good
thing. It is refreshing to see people get off their
asses.
But
you know what?
What
I've noticed being from the region from the Midwest is that people, no matter what they see the wrong that he's doing, they refuse to acknowledge it. Because it's not acknowledging that he's doing wrong, it makes them look bad.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, all the Trump supporters I talked to, they're still in denial.
But
they're still acting like nothing's wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I got into
course.
It with a
like
high school
great.
Friend
oh, yeah.
the other day, and I found out she was one of them.
Yeah.
And she was slamming Ashley Judd's rant at the Women's March. And I took great umbrage with that because I'm a spoken word artist, and that was art. And Nina Donovan, a 19-year-old who works at Dunkin' Donuts, who is a struggling poet, created that piece and posted her performance of it on YouTube. Ashley Judd asked her permission to use it at the Women's March because she felt that it spoke for all women. And it was really interesting. I usually don't get into it. I don't like to troll, if you will. I don't like to be dissident on a friend's post. But the first thing that caught my eye was this post that this person I'm not going to name her name, posted about, it was this torture video from the Middle East of men beating women for something. I couldn't handle watching it, but what I noticed was her caption with the video that said, "This is what the Women's March should really have been about, and we shouldn't let these Muslims in our country, and they're gonna infiltrate and enslave the women of this country." I'm like, oh fuck, this old high school friend is one of them. Yeah. And I said, yeah. I've totally liked this person, and I don't want to not like them. Let me go on their page and just please show me something validating. Yeah. I don't want to defriend them.
Like,
I didn't defriend her.
This was a mistake.
I just had to agree to disagree at the end of the day. I will say this. I did not defriend her. But I had a painful time. Oh, honey, I have blocked so many people in this election. Look at my little kitty trying to open the closet door.
She wants to go back in the closet. She knows it's time.
She's like, get me out of here.
It's safe in there.
She's like, it's time to go back in the closet.
It's safer.
So like an old high school buddy from the drama department is her. She's still doing it. It's creaky, creaky, creaky. Stop it, Sadie. Oh, girl. I know. I feel you. So she was posing some anti-Muslim hatred, and I was like, I was never raised with a religion. I'm quite neutral. Witchcraft chose me. That's who I am. And
that's the first to go on Trump's list.
I just don't. True that. And I just don't judge. And I have a really difficult time with people that do. And I'm watching her judge openly, and I'm trolling on her thing, and then I get down to another post where she was damning Ashley Judd. She said something about Ashley, and it's a loose quote, Ashley Judd spouting her lunacy. Oh, what's with this nasty woman thing? And it made her spout this lunacy at the Women's March. And I was like, I had to say something. I didn't care. I just like, because I like her and I genuinely want her to listen to what I have to say. So also like the 20 some odd comments that followed were like Hillary hating memes. Very misogynistic posts following her thread, like in approval of what she said. And I just couldn't stand it because has this place in my life. So I wrote down that actually the spout from Ashley's mouth didn't come from a place of lunacy. It was written by a young 19-year-old artist named Nina Donovan, and should be respected as such. It spoke for all women, and the difficult part I had about this was that in the post, she stated the bloody sheets part of the rant was her problem, you know. And I personally feel that art doesn't have to be pretty. It just needs to be
Bible,
honest or dishonest.
Is the Bible pretty?
Right, thank you.
You know, they bring that into everything.
You know, and women, we don't get to choose when we have our cycles, and we shouldn't be shamed for it. And the term nasty woman, to me, speaks to that. I've been blocking. Basically, I've been blocking, deleting friends since the election. People I thought were friends. I feel like everyone is being revealed for who they are. How do you feel for Mike about that?
I feel like I'm in a fucking nightmare every morning when I wake up. I had to turn my feeds off for like 2 days, just so I could have a normal life for 2 days without being pissed off from the minute I woke up to the minute I went to bed, feeling helpless and angry at the people who I thought I knew, including people in my own family, who voted for this person. And when I said, do you understand you're voting against me, my immigrant husband, and my ex who is a transgendered woman? You're voting against my whole fucking life of close people here by voting for this monster. And they just laugh it off like, oh, that's how we felt when Obama got elected for a second term. It'll be fine. I said, it's not fine. He's different, you know? And why would you be pissed off at Obama? He gave your brother gay equality, gay marriage. I was able to marry my husband because of Obama. You should have rejoiced in that and thanked him and said you think he's a shithead and you vote for this motherfucker who's going to take everything away. I was like, fuck you. I didn't talk to my family for weeks. They deleted them from my Facebook and everything. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of recovery time, and I went home to visit in January for a week.
Wow.
And it was awkward.
Close
was
to your B-day.
It was a very, it was on my, it was right before my birthday. Yeah. It was like, it was awkward because I just really felt like, God, you know, they've supported my gay lifestyle, but have they really? You know, they walked with me, but are they walking side by side with me, or are they just observing? You know, are they walking with me?
They're just
so I told them, I said, you guys come a long way with me, but you got to go all the way with me, which includes not voting for this motherfucker who's going to take everything away from everybody. Oh, that's not going to happen. First day he's elected. LGBT.org on government. Gone, 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 boom.
Climate change page, gone.
Yeah.
Rewriting it. And this new, what's this? Alternative truth in this.
Alternative facts. Alternative facts.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was. We look at it and we're like, you know, from the out, from Australia.
Oil spills are great for the ocean.
AKA bullshit. Yeah,
and everything's running along nicely.
That was Sean Spicer, right?
The press agent for the president. Yeah, nice.
No, the person is, no, she said alternative facts. What's her name?
Kelly.
Kelly, she's the one that said.
Am I correct in saying Kelly?
Well,
I think we've all repressed many things from my memory.
But it was Sean Spicer who first said something along the lines of
in regards to the attendance to the inauguration.
Oh, the most
that was that was his first ever public appearance, and it couldn't have been more full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
yeah.
I think PR can fix a lot of things, but I don't think PR is going to fix the things that Trump does.
No,
because
people,
you know, social media is different now. I mean, sure, Reagan got away with a lot of shit, and his PR fixed a lot of shit. He was an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
But he came out, you know, smelling like fucking roses because his PR fixed it. But they didn't have
social
media. They didn't have social media. They didn't have proof of the bullshit that this motherfucker's doing now. Like, it ain't going to fly like it did with Nixon and Reagan and all these assholes. It's not going
to fly
like that.
Unless the government just wants to decree an outright dictatorship.
Well,
right,
that's the only other solution. Either there is going to be an impeachment, or they're going to decree an outright dictatorship, and there will be a revolution.
Well, that's what we're moving towards. For example, for the next Supreme Court justice, they're talking about, well, if he doesn't get the 60 votes that he needs, we're going to change the rules and make it 51 votes needed instead of 60.
Yeah.
We're just going to change it. We're just going to change it.
That's what Bloomberg did when he was mayor here. He
changed
the rules to have another term.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do now. And everyone just sits back at home being like, oh, okay. When
the Democrats did, you know, they boycotted voting in some of Trump's cabinet picks. And one of the rules are that there has to be at least one Democrat voting. Well, the Republicans just said, you know, that's a formality. That's not
the
law.
They did change. They did do that.
They said, you know, that's just a formality. So that already happened.
That happened yesterday.
That already happened.
Happened yesterday.
And that's moving towards a
dictatorship. No Democrats were even there.
This is why they need to separate church and state, because these Republicans run the goddamn state like it's a church. That church has repressed every fucking person throughout time.
It's the good old white boys.
And they're doing it through, you know, now through the government.
There's no separation of church and state in this country.
There is not.
There isn't. As long as we are saying that churches are tax exempt.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
There's no separation.
No. You were saying?
Well, I was saying as an outsider, like looking at this so-called president of the free world, Trump, I mean,
you're an Australian citizen.
I'm an Australian citizen, but, you know, this decision affects the whole world, so...
John Van Allen, Australian citizen.
Thank you so much. Yes. Throw another shrimp on the barbie. But I'm saying... Like, seriously, like, okay, where do I begin?
Right?
Really? I'm speechless. Anyway, so first off...
As an outsider looking in, I mean, wow.
Like I'm scared. Like,
you're scared. You don't even... You live on the other side of the planet.
For sure, because he's, like, okay, going back on the...
You know how many hours it takes to fly to Australia?
Yeah, but there's a madman
that has nuclear codes. Probably in the safest country on the planet.
No, there's a madman with access to the nuclear codes. No one's safe.
No, I hear that. I'm not saying that, Faceboy.
I know.
What I am saying is, if the bombs do go off,
the bombs, the whole world. Okay, the bombs would be a quick solution because then it's all over. But I'm saying,
right.
In the meantime, we've got the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, yeah. Which he's going back on, which is going to affect trade across America and China and Australia and everywhere else.
China's pissed.
And then we've got the
China's pissed. Korea's pissed. The Middle East is pissed. All of Europe
is pissed.
Russia's thrilled.
Oh, they're happy.
Russia is stoked.
That's scary because that's making me think
what the fuck's
going on.
That is the only country
that
seems to be okay with this.
But I mean, like, watching The Simpsons when they predicted Trump being president, like, we look at all these tweets and we're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like a 13-year-old or 14-year-old, you know, high school kid got onto Twitter and he's like, I don't like you. Oh, you're not going to say anything nice about me? Well, I hate you and I'm going to get you taken down.
Exactly.
If you don't like me, then I hate you.
I've never seen a president act like this ever.
Like, but this is...
The Republicans don't see that.
When I went to school, I never heard about a president acting like this.
They think this is good. This is
what we need.
They think there's been protests for every Republican president elected. Like, us Democrats are like crazy every time we lose. Oh, protesting in the streets. I'm like, this has never happened, assholes. Show me the proof. Where is the proof?
But it comes
worldwide to... demonstrations against a president. I've never seen that in my life.
But I'm just reducing it down to these simple tweets. It's like some unbalanced, unstable person is just verbal diarrhea. Whatever comes into his mind, he's going to tweet out. And it's like... You're the freaking president, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? That's so scary. And the fact that he can't tolerate any opposition. If you're not with me, then, like, I'm taking you down. So,
it's almost like the United States has become a reality show. It is an episode of The Black Mirror.
We're in it.
And he was saying something. Did you see the tweet today about Arnold Schwarzenegger? And he's like,
I saw that.
The fuck did Arnold Schwarzenegger
say? He talked about, he sent a tweet to Arnold Schwarzenegger about Arnold Schwarzenegger's ratings for The Apprentice.
Ratings,
And so Arnold Schwarzenegger sent another tweet back, said, how about we trade jobs? You know,
you're so good at TV.
You're so good at TV.
Let me tell you something. I'd take Arnie as the fucking president any day over Trump.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
any
but
day.
Seriously, I am the president.
That's how bad it is.
Yes.
I am the president, so I'll do what I want. And I'll sort of say what I want. And I'll tweet what I want. Because
it's
I'm
like
the
Clueless.
President of the United States of America. I'll do what I want.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
I am the president of America. I'll be back.
They can't even stop him from using his personal cell.
The whole world's taking a nightmare pill.
Shit, yeah.
An unsecured phone. They can't even stop him.
And I don't think we should be paying $1 million a day for that twat to stay here in Trump Towers. That's bullshit.
Yes.
Well, you can't... I'm not gonna slut shame...
She
I love sluts. I'm just saying, why are we paying $1 million?
She really
hate here.
It's not her fault. That's his decree, not hers.
Who are you paying $1 million to?
For...
Is this Melania?
Oh, my God.
Melania?
Yes.
Because she didn't
Trump
move into the
Towers.
White House.
Yes.
He won't let her move in. It's dodgy, honestly, the relationship.
His daughter is the first lady. His daughter's the first lady.
What's his daughter's name?
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
She's the first lady.
Yeah. She's the real first.
Well, did we
in a lot of ways.
We went
a lot of ways.
But so Melania, like, I understand Melania's not moving into the White House.
I ain't going to say it. You ain't going to say it.
Oh, I'll say it.
But you and me know.
Yeah.
He's
tapping
tapping that pussy.
We've all seen.
Well,
he's grabbing that pussy.
Because she's so
cute,
right?
And let me tell you something.
Because
he'd marry
her,
right?
He said it when she was
talking about his daughter.
Yeah, I know. I am too.
Yeah, when she was 13, he said something. Or not 18.
She's
hot.
His favorite sex symbol.
Well, you're so quiet. You don't have said anything about this.
She's
a
shock.
What do you think about twat?
Poor Sequinette. Sequinette Janesfield. She is just looking gorgeous and smiling and into it. She's here. She's present. She just is drinking it in.
We've all
you know, you look like a beautiful Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh,
Oh, yes.
Oh, poor
sad
Mary.
About her.
She could turn the world on with her smile. But we've all seen that clip. We've all seen that clip of Trump. You know, Melania is smiling. Trump turns towards her.
Oh, yeah, that.
And then he turns back, and she frowns.
Footage.
So this is what actually happened.
You know, there was an
article. Here's what actually happened.
Go ahead.
He said, "Your pussy smells real nice," and she smiled. And he said, "I was talking to Ivanka." And
Yeah. We went there. We went there.
Face boy, you took us there down that dark path.
I thought the pee boner was bad.
There.
I thought the pee boner.
But
was bad.
That's my whole point. Like that creepy shit is costing New York City taxpayers
$1 million plus a day.
But I heard a different spin on it. I heard
to keep her protected.
Safe.
In the city that didn't want Trump to be president.
Right, that's the funny part.
So in a hostile city that brings protests to her front
my
door.
My borough's the only one that voted for him.
And what does that say? And like, if you just watch his body language on the day of the inauguration.
Biggie,
fuckballs.
Oh. Okay, the spin we got in Australia for Melania not wanting to move into the White House was because it's an unpaid position, and she's like, fuck you, I'm not moving into the White House.
No.
I'm going to live my own life. That's,
I don't believe that.
No, I'm just saying that's the spin we got in Australia.
That's what they're putting out.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying
she's a high-paid hooker. She doesn't get a
job. She's like, you know, fuck you, I'm not being paid. I'm going to live my own life. I'm not moving into the White House. So I'm going to.
And it's fascinating that she is the first immigrant first lady not allowed in the White House while he's.
Because of his wishes.
Uh-huh.
I think people should concentrate on
that.
She's the first.
Hang.
She was there for the first night.
Well, listen, she.
Someone wanted to tell me recently
she should get
like,
accolades.
It was her idea. I'm like, no, it's not her
she
idea.
Should get accolades for being the first sex worker to be in the White House.
I'm
you know,
sad that fashion designers are like boycotting her and not wanting to design her.
They shouldn't do that.
And I at first I was
sex
like
workers.
At first I was like yeah.
I knew it was going to be good.
And now I'm just like no, I feel like she should just be treated like gold because
Well,
she didn't ask for
how
it.
She did not sign up for this.
She's like, I have to sleep with this fucking ugly motherfucker for some money. Now I got to be first lady.
Well,
like,
pretty much.
She was
she's
like,
shit.
Now everyone knows I'm a fucking escort.
She was there the first night because someone had to fluff him for Ivanka.
Oh shit.
That's that crazy.
You know what's funny to me though? How it shows you how people, how their minds are, especially like the Midwest where I'm from and all that.
Mm.
How they will show a picture of her, you know, with her nothing, and then they show Michelle Obama without the sleeves and how she was attacked for wearing sleeveless dresses.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you the
inequality, you know.
Yeah, it's
well, it's better to wear nothing at all than a sleeveless dress.
Don't you know that?
Yeah.
I would never be caught dead in a sleeveless dress. I'd rather be naked than wear a sleeveless dress.
Just horrible. And now they're bashing Obama, saying Trump. They're saying Trump is the only president that's ever went to like when this fallen soldier that they him and his wife went to. They're saying Obama never did that. Of course, they have selective memory and
that's
don't want to see
true.
Any of that and saying he's the only one that's ever done this.
It's
just
it's
so,
not
so
true.
Much bullshit.
Lies.
No, it's so
just
much bullshit.
Not true.
So much bullshit.
I voted for Eisenhower.
And you wanted to talk about religion in this mix.
Well, we did. We've already touched on religion, that there's no separation of religion and state. And now, you know, they get away with murder, literally.
Yeah.
And molestation, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there something in the paper about the fact that his band was at Yemen, Iran, Iraq, but the majority, like the country where all the terrorists came from,
for
especially
Saudi Arabia,
Saudi, the major producer of terrorists,
where he has money in,
they haven't been blocked, and you know,
no.
So it's a legal way to basically racially discriminate in this whole freaking war thing. It's ridiculous.
Well, on a positive note, like this Pope Francis, we do like him, or I like him. I
like him now.
I like him in comparison to
I've never liked a pope until now.
In comparison to
this is the first pope I've ever liked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of his action.
And recently. Because he was named after me.
Well, then.
His name's Pope Facepoint?
Francis. Well, his Facepoint is Francis Hall on
so
Facebook.
He recently said, and I love this, he recently said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, there's no point in going to church if you don't follow Christian doctrine. If you're not actually helping your other man. If
and have they gone out of business, the churches?
If you're not actually doing things that that are Christian. If you're only going to church to say, I went to church, and I did my confession, and I did my this, and I did my that. He said, don't fucking bother. You know, we don't need you. You're bullshit. And no other pope has said anything like that. They're like, yeah, go to church, pay the money, just give us some money, do your confession. He's like, we don't want your fucking money if you're a fake Christian.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. That reminds me a lot of how...
Well, he also spoke out against the Muslim ban.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, that too.
With and I mean, like, the Catholic Church, I mean, they're not super fans of Muslims. And they're all hankering to tell women what to do with their bodies. So for him to speak out against Trump at all is impressive.
That's another thing Pope Francis did
recently.
That says
a lot.
It used to be there you had to be a bishop or a specially appointed priest to forgive a woman for abortion. He has now said, you know, no.
No one can forgive them?
No.
Now listen, no one can forgive these fucking
bitches.
I guess
I'm going to hell.
He said, I'm going to hell.
You can now go to your local parish priest. And they can give you that forgiveness. Like you shouldn't
so I
be able
be
to
forgiven
be,
for my abortion.
Yeah, like you shouldn't have to be forgiven for this to begin with. But if you're a Catholic,
he's saying
now you don't have to jump through hoops.
See, this whole Catholic bullshit forgiveness crap, it's like it doesn't make sense. Like you could be a horrible Christian, murder, kill, rape, pillage, and then right before you die, please forgive me, and then you go to heaven.
Yeah.
It's like a loophole. That's why Republicans and religion work. They all have this fucking.
I have a different outlook on things because I used to be a Pentecostal minister years ago.
I remember you telling me about this.
Was this in drag?
Pre-drag.
Was
this pre-Navy?
It was Navy, drag, Pentecostal.
Got it.
Then.
Okay.
God, have you found your way?
Richard Pryor Jr. was in the Navy.
Then he finally got to pee.
Then he was a drag queen, and then he went into the Pentecostal church.
And I taught Sunday school for 5 years.
True, he did. Face boy did teach Sunday school.
I was an altar boy. It makes sense. We're all fucked up.
Oh, God.
No, but it was for a good church.
Oh, no, my church was a good church.
No, I think there's so many things even we're talking about religion, how so many religions that condemn things anyway, period. I'm looking at in my community and within the African American community.
You're black?
Yeah. I know a lot of people.
I couldn't tell on the radio.
A lot of people are surprised.
I was listening to you.
Richard
Pryor really sounds
black.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what a lot of people find is funny in the black community how things aren't as easily accepted in the black community. Because I'm thinking about the movie Moonlight now.
Yeah, we were talking about that actually. Yeah.
And how in the black community with this movie. A lot of them were just furious.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why?
Because in the black community, you can be it. You can be it, but don't let anybody know. You can be the biggest sissy in the church, directing the choir, preaching, whatever, as long as it's not spoken and talked about.
Okay.
Once it's talked about, you can have a whore come in the church, and people will pray for her, and she's all good. Somebody who's gay comes in.
That's a different story.
The guys hold back.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a direct question about this?
Yes.
Because I've often made this correlation in my mind.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
This is my own imagining.
Okay.
Only me.
Okay.
Don't take it from any of it. Just.
We got it.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Ask the motherfucker.
God damn it, shit. Fucking monologue, dude. We get it.
Well, it's a tough question. I'm not going to lie.
He could walk out. No, but that's good radio.
Okay, it's a tough question. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I feel that the slavery that has been transformed into prison sentences has forced many an African-American man in prison stays to experience a level of homosexuality or non-consensual.
No, that's true.
Homosexuality, especially non-consensual.
It is true.
And I feel that as a result, the homophobia is stronger in that realm.
Okay.
And that's where I see it coming from. There's a strong homophobia in the African-American community, and I feel that it's not their fault.
Okay, I'm waiting on it. Okay.
And I understand it.
Is it your fault? Oh, okay. She's asking, is it your fault?
No, it's not.
No. Okay, here's some things that I do know. I know that during slavery...
if your uncle got raped in prison,
yeah.
Your dad got raped in prison, your brother got raped in prison...
Eventually you'll get used to it.
No,
but it's all raped.
No, I know what you're saying.
But my point is this. Wait, hold on. My point is this. That it almost makes homosexuality feel non-consensual and a violent act. And they think there's an association.
There is. But it happened way before that.
Surely.
Happened before that. Slavery, you look at why Jamaica has a big stigmatism, the gay community, because a lot of the slaves, when the slaves were brought over, they were used in front, they were brought in front of their families and everything and actually fucked.
What?
Yeah, the slaves were.
Yeah,
the
slave men. They
were bringing men in front of them, making them fuck each other. And the slave owner would fuck them. And everything like that. So there's where you have that stigmatism when it comes to, like, you get the Jamaicans, they say, Jamaicans, you don't like this. They do that, but they're not understanding it. It goes further than that. So then you deal with that, slavery, and what happens, and you go through the Jim Crow law, and when they couldn't do that, what we're going to do, we're going to put them in prisons. So prisons, we automatically know what happens, regardless who comes out or whatever. It's not that people don't know what's going on. But I think a lot of it, regardless, because that still happens in the white community.
It does, but there's not quite the stigma.
It's not the stigma. It's not
the stigma for a lot of shit in the white community.
No, it's the stigma, but no, I mean within the African American. Well,
right. I think it's because of the fact that people, but there's certain things we won't talk about and we won't discuss.
But can I say what I think?
Traumatizing.
It's not. It's been always. It's not that.
But I think it also has to do with, like, okay, when we look at the world, we see like white. When we say white supremacy, it comes from the fact that white people have had everything. White people have money. Exactly. No matter if you're what race you are, when you're a minority, you don't want to be more of a minority by saying, "Oh, I'm black and I'm gay." So I think a lot of that has, like, those layers too.
But if,
like, you don't want to.
Members of your family are sent to prison because of your color, and sometimes unfairly.
Yeah, but
most times unfairly. But
it couldn't be. It couldn't be really that, because you have people that. Other family members have never went to prison. And they're still like that. And it's still shunned upon. It's still not talked about.
You want one less thing to be judged about. That's all.
Yeah. And it
scares you.
You.
Okay.
It scares you.
Good point for Micah.
Because I remember, like, for me, it was a thing, like, you scared to death to say it. Talk about it.
The Chinese are worse than the blacks.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Jesus Christ, you can't come out in China, you know? It's
hard. For real.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at they're allowed one kid. They're allowed one kid.
So, you know.
And most of them kept the males. So if you have one kid who's not going to carry down the family name, they're very traditional there, you know? It's even more fucked for them. They're afraid. When me and my husband talk about going to China, I was telling him, we're going to hold hands in the street. We're going to be loving. No, we're not. No, we're not. I said, yes, we are. Oh, you can't do that in China. You can't do it. I was like, how the fuck do you think things changed here? Because people did it no matter what anybody fucking thought. So we're going to fucking do it when we're in China. I don't care. I'll beat up those fucking assholes.
Then you're going to end up in jail.
And he was
right?
Right, exactly. And then he's like, then, you
because
know.
Because they've got this... Yeah, because
they
come.
Trump ain't going to save me, so we won't do it this time.
Because they've got what America's got coming next. They've got the state-controlled media, which is Breitbart. Is that coming in next
year?
Yeah.
Oh, please, they can't even use Facebook there.
But what
Twitter,
I'm saying is, like, when the government controls the media, as they do in China, like, I've got Chinese.
Well, that's what's happening here, going to happen here.
Yeah, and I tell them, you know, this shit happened in China. Oh, I don't, you know, I talk to them about the smog in fucking Beijing, you know.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, it's not that bad. I think it's just fog. And I'm like, my God, you know, because they can't even go on the internet and check Google because they've got Baidu or whatever it is, you know. So you try to tell these people what's going on in their own country. They don't believe you because they've been brainwashed by the government, you know. I don't consider myself any overly political figure, but I think these are just basic facts. When the government controls the media, the population grow up brainwashed. Not that they're bad, it's just that
that's
all they know.
It's just that they're stupid.
Well, they're raised...
They don't listen, they will watch anything on the news and be like, oh my God, that's the truth. They won't research it.
They
won't look for other
things.
Right. They don't see it when they're on the internet, on Facebook, reading an article, and then at the bottom it says comedy.com. You know, they don't read where it's coming from.
It's a
parody website. Oh my God, that's horrible. You know, they don't research past that one article.
And this goes back to what we were saying before, like this younger generation, I mean, we're all 29 sitting here in this room, obviously. But, you know, this whole idea of fighting for your rights and for your freedom, I think now people are slowly starting to have this horrible realization.
The young ones are the ones doing it because, well, let me tell you, I was in tears at the first protest when Trump got elected and everybody marched the first night to Trump Tower. I was there. And to look out onto a sea of 20-something-year-old heterosexual, mostly white kids marching, screaming, Black rights matter, trans rights matter, gay rights matter. I was in tears. I was like, God, when we protest as black or gay, it was just that group
that was
protesting.
That
was no fucking white straight people screaming for us.
That's true.
So it
was
a beautiful moment.
Mass.
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment to see these young kids have changed. They're colorblind. They're gender blind. They're very different than we were.
On a more personal level for this room, I saw footage of your father, Richard Pryor, very early on in his career, way before he was famous. And he was doing a bit. He was talking about sucking dick. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah,
you did.
It was at the Bitter End.
I know about
very small
dick.
Club.
I think it was at the Bitter End.
And his bit was something like, so I sucked a dick, and I found out I really liked sucking dick, and I got addicted to sucking dick. All of a sudden, I'm just sucking dick, and it fell flat.
No.
And he never brought it up again. And it never went anywhere beyond that club and that footage, which is really hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did your dad suck dick or not? That's not really the point.
Oh, I was going to answer.
Okay.
It's more about the audience than about Richard, right?
The point is, coming back to what you were saying, is that it was, you know, all right, we're already accepting this African-American comedian who, as it turned out, became one of the greatest social satirists of our time, one of the greatest comedians of our century, possibly of any century. And yet there is this part of him that at least once said it's not only okay to suck dick, but it can be addictive.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. It was the truth. Maybe that's why the room was quiet.
Yeah.
And on that note,
they come laugh. They're like, "That is true."
We are going to
end. It was a serious show.
Part one of this episode.
Ooh.
Cheers! Raise a glass, folks.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers, cheers.
I
cheers.
Always like to end on sucking a dick.
Cheers.
Sucking some dicks. Just shitting and sucking.
Suck
some
it.
Suck
it.
Just shitting and
Michael for Mike and Jones, Richard Pryor Jr., Sequinette Janesfield. Face boy, Jean Von Allen. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss track to America. Electoral college sanctioned. Contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty. tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmother's fought to get me into that voting booth. Equality. Scarlett Johansson, why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. Some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the blood stain on my jeans more embarrassing than the your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty, bringing up a few extra cents. It adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see. My feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life, I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip your jeans. I am unafraid to be nasty because I am nasty, like Susan, Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Hillary. And our pussies.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. A long, long way from home. Sometimes I feel like a bird in the sky. Sometimes I feel like a bird in the sky. Sometimes I feel like a bird in the sky.
Cost us today? Is it sleep or sanity? Maybe it's innocence. Stumbling along rebelliously happy, oblivious to the oblivion, waiting for us at the end of this fever dream, sweating out the psychedelic toxins until we arrive on our deathbeds, waiting to be born one more time. Rolling the dice as if it were an after party for God. And we know that everything's perfect,
even when it's his, and we're bending over for expensive answers to none of our business yet. While we tear each other apart, making everyone pay for their reality tunnel and its stubborn afterbirth of hate crime and war, power over complete strangers like an ego hand job from the church, a blessing from television, and a big fat kiss from Satan himself. For listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you enjoy what you hear and you'd like to continue to support independent community media, we hope you'll consider supporting us with a small monthly pledge. Please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and help keep commercial-free independent radio alive.